Today's shiur is Perek Arba Asar Mehilchos Ishus, Chapter 14 of the Laws Concerning Marriage. Halacha Aleph, Paragraph 1. O Naha Mura Betorah, L'chol Ish Va'ish, Kefi Kocho, U'Kefi Malachto. The conjugal rights that the Torah requires are given to each man according to his strength and according to his occupation. Ketzar, how so? B'nei Adam Habrim, V'harakim V'ha'anugim, She'ein lehem malacha shemachshelos kocham, ela ochlin v'shosin v'yoshvin v'vatehem, onasan b'chol laila. Those men who are healthy and live in comfortable and pleasurable circumstances, without having to perform work that would weaken their strength, and do nothing else but eat and drink and sit idly in their homes, their conjugal requirement is every night. The Rambam then continues, Hapoalin, kegon hachayotin v'ha'orgin v'habonim b'kayotze behem, Im ha'isa malachtam be'ir, onosam pamayim b'shabbos. Vim ha'isa malachtam be'ir acheres, onosam pam achas b'shabbos. Now for laborers, such as tailors, weavers, masons, and the like, their conjugal schedule is twice a week if their work is in the same city, and once a week if their work is in another city. Hachamarim pam achas b'shabbos. V'hagamalin achas l'shloshim yom. V'hamalachim achas l'shisha chadashim. For donkey drivers, the schedule is once a week, camel drivers once in 30 days, for sailors once in 6 months. Talmid chachamim onasam pamachas b'shabbos, b'pnei she'talmud Torah matish kocham. V'derech talmid chachamim l'shamish mitasam m'leilu shabbos l'leilu shabbos. For Torah scholars, once a week is their requirement because the study of Torah weakens their strength. It is the practice of the Torah scholars to have conjugal relations each Friday night because of the mitzvah of enjoyment of Shabbos. Halacha Beis, paragraph 2. Yesh la'isha la'akev al baila shelo yetze l'schora ela l'makam karov shelo yimna me'onasa v'lo yetze ela b'rshusa. A wife may restrict her husband in his business journeys to nearby places only so that he would not otherwise deprive her of her conjugal rights. Hence, he may not set out except with her permission. V'chein yesh lo l'mano latis mimlacha she'onasa krova l'mlacha she'onasa rechoka. Kigon chamor shebikesh lehi'osos gamol o gamol lehi'osos malach. Similarly, she may prevent him from exchanging an occupation involving a frequent conjugal schedule for one involving an infrequent schedule. For example, if a donkey driver seeks to become a camel driver, or if a camel driver seeks to become a sailor, he may not do so without her permission. V'talmidei chachamim yotzim l'talmud Torah shelo b'rishus nishoseihem, shtayim v'shalosh shanim. However, the Rambam says, Torah scholars may absent themselves for the purpose of studying Torah without their wives' permission, for as long as 2 or 3 years. V'chein rach v'onog shenasa talmud chacham ein ishto yicholo la'akev. Likewise, if a man leading a comfortable and pleasurable life, who has a very frequent schedule, decides to become a Torah scholar, a student of Torah, his wife may not prevent him from doing so. Halacha Gimel, paragraph 3. No se adam kama nashim afilu meya, bein bebasachas, bein bezu achazu, ve'ein ishto yicholo la'akev. A man may marry several women, even 100 of them, either at the same time or one after another, and his wife may not prevent him from doing so. And the Rambam qualifies this, V'hu sheyir yachalitin she'er k'sus v'ona k'ro'i l'chol achas v'achas, provided that the husband is able to supply each one of them with the food, clothing, and conjugal rights that are due to each woman. The Rambam then says, V'ena yachalok of osa lishkan b'chatzir achas, l'chol achas v'achas li'atzma. The husband may not, however, compel each of his wives to reside in the same courtyard, but must let each one of them reside by herself. Now, although the Rambam says one is allowed to marry more than one wife, we know, obviously, that in Ashkenazic country, since the ban of Rabbeinu Gershom, it is no longer permissible to marry more than one wife. Halacha Dalid, V'kama hi onasan. Now, when a man marries more than one wife, what are their conjugal rights? So the Rambam says, Lefi minyan, it depends on their number. Ketzad, how so? Poel shehayu lo shtei nashim, yesh lezu ona achas b'shabbos, v'yesh lezu ona achas b'shabbos. In the case of a laborer who has two wives, Now a laborer, we already learned before, his requirement, his schedule is twice a week. So each one's schedule is once a week. In other words, he doesn't have to give each wife according to the schedule, but he divides it up among the two wives. Hayulo arba nashim nimtzaonas kol achas mehen pam achas b'shtei shabbosos. If he had four wives, the laborer had four. Consequently, the conjugal schedule for each one of them is once in 2 weeks. V'cheinim hayam malach v'yeshlo arba nashim tiyaonas kol achas mehen pam achas b'shtei shanim. Likewise, if he was a sailor and he has four wives, the conjugal schedule for each one of them will be once in 2 years, since the sailor's schedule is every 6 months. Dividing that among four would be once in 2 years. Lefichach, tivu chachamim shelo yisa adam yosa l'arba nashim, afa pi sheyesh lo mamon harba, kidei shetagia lehen ona pam achas b'chodesh. Therefore, our sages commanded us that one should not marry more than four wives, even though he may be endowed with a lot of wealth, in order that each one of his wives receives her conjugal schedule at least once a month. Halacha hei, paragraph 5. Hamadiris ishto, shetoma lacherim masha omrla, umasha omrlo, medivre schok vekalus rosh, medaber adam im ishto, al iski tashmish, hareza yotzi veyitink suba, sheein zu yichola lahayas paneha, veloma lacherim divre kolom. The Rambam says that if a man subjects his wife to a vow to tell other people what he says to her or what she says to him in the way of jocular and frivolous things that a man converses about with his wife in connection with marital relations. If this is what the man does to his wife, he must divorce her and pay her her ksuba, because it is intolerable for her to be so brazen-faced as to tell such embarrassing things to other people. V'chein im hedira shetia po'elis be'ez tashmi shelo tisaber, o shehedira shetas emase shotim u'dvarim she'ein behen mamish elik ishtus, hareza yotzi v'yitin ksuba. Similarly, if he subjects her to a vow to make violent motions during marital relations in order to prevent conception, or to act in the manner of fools, or to do things that have no substance but are sheer foolishness, he must divorce her and pay her her ksuba. Halacha Vav, paragraph 6. Hamadir is ishto mitashmash hamita shabbos achas mamtinin lo. Yeser al kein yotzi v'yitin ksuba o yafer nidro. If a man subjects his wife to a vow that he will have no relations with her, he is given a week's time. Beyond that, he must divorce her and pay her her ksuba, or else bring about the renunciation of this vow. She should be released from this vow. Afilu hayam malach she'onasa l'shisha chadashim, she'kivan she'nada harei tziara v'nisyasha. Now this applies even to a sailor whose schedule is once in 6 months, because once he makes the vow, he is caused to suffering and despair. The rationale behind this is that if he would not have made the vow, then even though he comes once in 6 months, she might still anticipate that he might return sooner. But once he makes the vow and subjects her to this type of restriction, she no longer has the hope that her husband will provide her with her conjugal rights. V'ketan madira, how does one make this vow? Im amar la tashmishi asar alayich, if a man says to the wife, my intercourse is to be forbidden to you, or he swears that he will have no intercourse, the vow is absolutely worthless. And if he does make this oath is in vain, because he is obligated to provide her with her conjugal rights. However, the Rambam says, when would a vow be acceptable? Amallah hanas tashmishay chasur alai hareza neder v'asal shamish she'ein machilim la'adam davar ha'asalo. However, if he says to her, the benefit, the pleasure of your intercourse is to be forbidden to me, that is a valid vow, and he may not have intercourse, for no person may be fed anything that is forbidden to him. And as a consequence of this prohibition, his obligation cannot be met. Halacha Zayin, paragraph 7. Asur la'adam limnoa ishto me'onasa, v'im avar umana kedei l'tzara, avar belo tasa shebetora, shenemar, she'era, ksusa, v'onasa lo yigra. A man is forbidden to withhold from his wife her conjugal rights. And if he violates this and does so, and he withholds the conjugal rights from his wife in order to torment her, This is a violation of a negative commandment of the Torah, for it is said in the book of Exodus, her food, her clothing, and her conjugal rights shall he not diminish. However, the Rambam qualifies this, Ve'im chala otasash kochal ve'ena yachalivo yamtin shisha chadashim shema yavri she'en lecha ona gdola mizu ve'achar kach o yitol mimena rishus o yoti ve'yitin ksuba. If the husband has become ill, or he is no longer has the strength, so that he is unable to have marital relations, the law is as follows. He may wait 6 months, which is the least frequent schedule that we discussed before. Perhaps he will recover. After the 6 months, if he still cannot resume marital relations, he must either obtain her consent to divorce her and pay her her ksuba. Halacha Ches, paragraph 8. Ha'isha shamana baila mitash mishamita, hi hanikreis moredis. The wife who prevents her husband from having intercourse with her is called a rebellious wife, and should be questioned as to the reason for her rebelliousness. Im amra miastihu ve'eni yecholah lehibayo lo midaiti, kofen osa l'shaita l'garsha, l'fi she'ena kishvuya shetibayo l'sanula, v'teitze b'lo ksuba klal, v'sito b'lo oseha hakayamin, bein menachasim she'echnisa l'bayla, v'nischayev b'achriyusam, bein menichse melog shlo nischayev b'achriyusam. Now, if she says, the reason why I will not have relations with him, because I have come to loathe him, and I cannot willingly submit to his intercourse, the husband must be compelled to divorce her immediately, for she is not like a captive woman who must submit to a man that is hateful to her. She must, however, leave with forfeiture of all of her ksuba. She loses her entire ksuba, but what she may take are her worn-out clothes that are still on hand, regardless of whether they are part of the property brought by her to her husband, for which he had become responsible, or whether they are the property known as milug, the property of milug, for which he had not become responsible. There are two types of property that a wife introduces and brings into the marriage. One is where the husband is responsible. If anything happens to it, it is his loss, and if there is an increase, it's his profit. But then there's nichse milug, where the profit and the loss are totally the wife's. It makes no difference which one of the two types of property they are. She is entitled to reclaim them. Ve'eino notelis b'shel bal klum, v'afilu minol shebaragleho, mitpacha sheberosha, shelokchan lo, poshetis v'nosenis lo. She may take nothing that belongs to her husband, however, even the shoes on her feet and the kerchief upon her head, which he had bought for her, she must remove and return them to him. V'chol ma shenasen la matana machzeres oso, shelo nasen la almana shetitol v'teitze. Everything he had given her as a gift, she must likewise return to him, because he had not given all these to her as a gift, on the understanding that she would take them and leave him. Halacha Tes, paragraph 9. V'im mor da mitachas baylo kedei letzaro, v'omra hareini mitzeres oso b'kach, mipnei she'asa li kach v'kach, o mipnei she'kilolani, o mipnei she'asa imi meriva, v'kayotze b'dvarim elu. If she rebels against her husband, merely in order to torment him, and she says, I am going to make him suffer in this way, by depriving him of his conjugal schedule, because he has done this and this to me, or because he has cursed me, or because he quarrels with me, or anything similar, what do we do in this case? Sholchem lo mebezdin v'omrim lo, the court should send her a message stating as follows. You should know that if you persist in your rebellion, your ksuba, even if it is for 100 mana, a tremendous amount, will be forfeited. You will not gain your ksuba. After that, an announcement should be made about her in the synagogues and the houses of study every day for 4 consecutive weeks, and the announcement is to the effect that so-and-so has rebelled against her husband. The reason for this announcement is that perhaps she will be embarrassed and she will return to her husband, and perhaps relatives might want to talk her into it. Halacha Yud, paragraph 10. V'achar ha'achraza, sholchem la bezdin pam shnia, v'omrim la, im ato medes b'mardeich, hifsadata ksubasayich, im amda b'marda v'lo chazra, nimlachim ba, v'sovat ksubasa, v'lo yiel la ksuba klal. After the announcement, the court should send her a second message, saying as follows, if you persist in your rebellion, you will forfeit your ksuba. If she persists in her rebellion and does not repent, a consultation should be held with her, whereupon she is to forfeit her ksuba and lose her title to any ksuba at all. Ve'ein nosim lo get ad shnei masach chodesh, ve'ein lo mezonos kol yud beis chodesh, ve'imeisa kodem haget b'ilo yarsha. Nor she should be given a get until 12 months have passed, during which time she is to receive no sustenance, and if she happens to die before receiving the get, the husband inherits her estate. Halacha Yud Aleph, paragraph 11. Kiseder hazeh osen la imar da kedei letzaro. This procedure is to be followed if she rebels merely in order to torment him. Va'afilo haisa nida ochola she'ena ruya letashmish. Va'afilo haya baila malach she'onasa l'shisha chadashim. Va'afilo yesh la isha acheres. Now this is true. Even if she is menstruating and she can't have relations, or she is ill and is thus unfit for sexual relations, or even if her husband is a sailor whose schedule is once in 6 months, and even if he has also another wife, if she deprives him of marital relations in order to torment him, she forfeits her ksuba, and so on. Halacha Yibbeis, paragraph 12, V'chein arusa shehigia zman alihinase, umorda kadeh letzaro v'lo niseis, harezu meredes mitashmish. The same law would apply to a betrothed woman, one who has not yet married her husband, whose time has come for the wedding, and who rebels against her husband-to-be in order to torment him, and refuses to be wed. She is to be regarded just as a woman who has rebelled against having marital relations with her husband. The same laws would apply concerning the forfeiture of her ksuba. V'chein, yivama shelo ratzasa lehisyabim kedei letzaro, kasei dehazeh osin la. Likewise, a woman who is called a Yavama, the sister-in-law who is required to either marry her brother-in-law or get chalitza, and refuses to marry her lever, the brother-in-law, merely in order to torment him, is subject to the same laws and the same punishment. The Rambam is consistent with his view elsewhere that even though there are two choices, there's marriage for the sister-in-law or chalitza, which would release her, the marriage is the preferred mitzvah, and we do that first. And if she refuses, she can be referred to as a meredes, as a rebellious woman. Other authorities disagree with the Rambam in this case. Halacha Yud Gimel, paragraph 13. Hamoredes hazos kishehi yotzeis acha yud beis chodesh below ksuba tachzir kol davar shehu shel bal. This kind of rebellious woman, when divorced after 12 months and losing her ksuba, she must return everything belonging to her husband. Avol nechasim shehichnisa lo, ublo oseim kayamin, im tafsa ein motziim miyada, v'im tfasam habal ein motziim miyado. However, as for the property brought by her to him, and the worn-out clothing that remains from the property that she brought, that are still in existence, now if she has taken possession of them, she seizes them, they are not to be taken away from her. But if her husband has seized them in his possession, she may not repossess them from him. V'chein kol ma she'avad min chaseha shekibol habal achar yusam olav eina mishalom lo klum. Likewise, the husband is not obligated to restore anything that has been lost of her property for which he had become responsible. Zehu din ha-Talmud b'meredes. This is the rule of the Talmud concerning a rebellious wife. However, the Rambam continues in Halacha Yudalit, paragraph 14, V'omru ha-Gaonim sheyesh lehem bivavel min hagos acheres b'maredes, v'lo pashtu osen ha min hagos barov Yisrael, v'rabim ugdolim cholkem aleim barov hamakomos, u'kedin ha-Talmud roi litvos v'ladun. The Rambam tells us that the Gaonim, post-Talmudic authorities, have said that in Babylonia they had different customs regarding a rebellious wife. However, the Rambam rejects those customs by saying, these customs have not spread among the majority of Israel, and many great scholars in most places disagree with them. It is proper, therefore, to follow the rule of the Talmud and decide accordingly, and not to follow the rule and the custom of the Gaonim. One such opinion of the Gaonim refers to the woman who does not want to have relations because she finds him loathsome. We said before that the Talmud requires him to divorce her, but she forfeits her ksuba. The Gaonim said that she would get the basic requirement of the ksuba. However, the Rambam, as we see, disagrees with that statement because it contradicts the Talmud. Halacha Tezvav, paragraph 15. Hamorid al ishto vi amar hareini zanu mefanis osa aval eini ba aleha mipnei shesnei siha mosifim la oksuba samishkal sheish ishloshim saoroshal kesef b'chol Shabbos b'Shabbos. If a man rebels against his wife and says, I will feed and support my wife, but I will have no marital relations with her because I dislike her. What is done to him is the weight of 36 barley coins of silver should be added to her ksuba each week. And what does he do after that? V'yeshev v'lo yishamish kolzman shetirtze hileshev. And they may continue to live together without having any relations with her so long as she is willing to live with him. V'avo pishik ksubasa holeches v'nosefes harhu over below tase shenemar lo yigra. Now, even though the ksuba keeps increasing, he is nevertheless still transgressing a negative commandment, because it is said in the book of Exodus, he shall not diminish. And what does that tell us? She'im seneya yishalchena, aval la'anos aser. That implies that if he comes to dislike her, the solution to that is that he may send her away, but it is forbidden to keep her and torment her. V'lama lo yilka alav zeh, mepnei she'ein bo maaseh. Why then, if this is a negative commandment, why doesn't it carry the laws of lashes, flagellation for transgressing? And the Rambam answers, because it does not involve any action. And whenever a negative commandment does not involve an action, though it is a prohibition, it does not carry lashes. Halacha Tezayin, 16. Ish v'ishto, shebo lebezdin, hu omer zumeredes mitashmish, v'hi omeres lo, ki ela kiderach kol ha'aretz ani imo. If a husband and wife appear before us in court, the husband says, she has rebelled against having marital relations with me, and she denies it by saying, no, I am with him according to the way of all the world. Or the Rambam says, v'chein, im ta nahi v'amra shehu morid mitashmish, v'hu omer lo, ki ela kederach kol ha'aretz ani ima. If the reverse is true, and she is the one who comes to court and complains that he has rebelled from having marital relations with her, and the husband denies it by saying, that's not true, but I do have relations with her as the manner of all the world. What do we do in this case? Machrimin betchila al mishehu morid v'lo yoda bevezdin. The first thing we do is to impose a ban, and the ban is pronounced against the one, whoever it is, who has rebelled and refuses to admit it in court. V'acharkach im lo hodu omrim lehem hisyachdu b'fnei edim. After that, if neither of them admits it, they should be told, seclude yourselves in the presence of witnesses. Nisyachtu v'adayim heim toanim. If, having so secluded themselves in the presence of witnesses, and they still persist in their claims, mevakshin min hanitan v'osim pshara k'fikoach hadayim, then the accused party should be entreated, according to the best ability of the judge, to accept a compromise. Aval livol b'fnei b'nei adam yefshar, l'fisha'asa livol b'fnei kol birya. However, to force them to have intercourse in the actual presence of other people, that is impossible, because it is forbidden to have intercourse in the presence of any creature, even if it's not a human creature. Essentially, what the Rambam suggests over here is there should be mediation between the two to try to make peace. There's no need for a divorce immediately. Halacha Yud Zayin, paragraph 17. Ha'isha shecholsa, chayev lirapos osa achatavri. If a wife becomes ill, the husband is obligated to treat her until she recovers. Ra shahacholi aruch, v'yavsid mamin harba l'refuah, v'amala harei ksubasich munachas, o rapi atzmech miksubasich, o hareini migarshech v'nosin ksuba v'holech, shomin lo, v'ein roi lasis came v'pnei derech eretz. If the husband sees that the illness is a long one, and that he will have to spend a great deal of money for her treatment, the husband could say to her, here is your ksuba. Either defray your treatment out of your ksuba, or I will divorce you. And he gives her ksuba and departs. His wish must be honored. However, the Rambam says, it is not proper to do this, because it is contrary to decency. It is not the appropriate method of dealing with one's wife, even though legally he is entitled to say that. Halacha Yuches, paragraph 18, Nishbeis, Chayav Lifdosam. If she is to become a captive, the husband is obligated to ransom her. V'im ha'ya kohen shekvar nesra olav, poda osa, v'machzira lebeis aviha, afilo ha'ya b'ir acheres, mitapla lo ad shemachzira lemdinasa, v'migarsha v'nosin la kol ksubasa. Now, if it happens that the husband is a kohen, to whom her captivity has already made her forbidden, because a kohen is forbidden to even his wife, even if she was forced into having relations with a non-Jew, he must nevertheless ransom her and return her to her father's house. Now, even if he resides in another city, he must take care of her until he returns her to her own city, divorce her, and pay her her entire ksuba. Haya baile Yisrael, shehashvuyim ataraslo, machziru lo li'isha kamo shehaisa, v'imratza achakach megarsha, v'nosu lo ksubasa. If, however, the husband is a Yisrael, an Israelite, to whom the fact that she was taken captive does not make her forbidden to her husband, he must take her back as his wife, just as she was beforehand. And if thereafter he wishes to divorce her, he may do so. However, he must give her her whole ksuba. Halacha Yutes, paragraph 19. Ein mechayven es habal liftos es ishto yoser al demeha, elakama shehi shava kishar hashavuyos. The husband is not obligated to ransom his wife for more than her price, but only for her normal worth, which is the same as that of any other captive woman. Hayu demeha yoser al kdei ksubasa, v'amar, Hareini Megarsha Vizuk Sabasa Vaselich Vasiftas Atzma Ein Shominlo Elakofen Osa Upoda Osa Afilu Haya Dameha Ad Asara Biksubasa Vafilu Einlo Elakde Pidyona. If her price is more than the amount of her ksuba, and the husband thus says, I hereby divorce her, here is her ksuba, let her go and ransom herself. The law is that we do not pay any attention to him. Rather, he must be forced to ransom her, even if her price is 10 times the amount of her ksuba, and even if his entire property is just sufficient to provide her ransom. However, the Rambam qualifies this by saying, "Bamed dvarim amurim," when does the foregoing apply? "Bepam harishona," the first time it happens. "Avim pad avinish beis pam shniya v'ratzel garsha harezem megarsha v'nosen ksuba v'hisifte es atzma." However, if it has already happened more than once, he ransomed her once, and she is captured a second time, he may, if he wishes, divorce her with payment of her ksuba, and she must then ransom herself. Halacha Chaf 20. Mishan Ishbeis Ishto Behumim Dinas Hayam Bezdin Yardal Nechasev Umochim Bahachraza Upodin Osa Kederach Shabal Podeh. If the wife is made captive while her husband is overseas, the court seizes his property, sells it at public auction, and ransoms her just as the husband would have done it. Halacha Chafalov 21. Hamadir is ishto nedesh who chayev beglola legarsha v'litain ksuba v'nishbeis acha shehedira ain achayev levdosa shemishah shehedira nischayev legarsha v'litain la ksuba. If a man subjects his wife to a vow which obligates him to divorce her, the vows that we discussed in the preceding chapter, and pay her ksuba, and then she is made captive, he is not obligated to ransom her, because from the moment he made the vow he became obligated to divorce her and pay her ksuba. Halacha Chav Beis 22. Ha'isha shehaisa asura al bailam yisuri lavin v'nish beis ein achayev levdosa elanosun laksubasa v'hisiftes atzma. A woman who was forbidden to her husband by way of a negative commandment, such as a kohen to a divorcee, and then she becomes captive, he is not obligated to ransom her. He just gives her ksuba, and she ransoms herself. To which the Rambam asks, v'halo hashvuya asura lakohen v'harihu poda osa? Didn't we say that a captive woman who is married to a kohen, the husband has to ransom her, even though they're forbidden? The answer is, "Mepnei shelo hoisa asura mikodem, v'isa hashivya hu shegaram la." She was not forbidden to him beforehand, and it was the captivity that made her forbidden to him. Halacha Chav Gimel 23. Meisa ishto chayev bekvarasa v'lasos lamispeit v'kinim kiderach kol hamedina v'afilu anisha b'yisroel lo yifchasu lo mishnei chalilin u'mekonenes im haya asher hakol l'chvi chavoda. If the wife dies, the husband is obligated to take care of her burial and to arrange for eulogy and lamentations for her, as is the custom in all that country. And even if he is of the poorest in Israel, he must provide her not less than 2 flute players and 1 professional wailing woman. If he is wealthy, everything must be done according to his status. However, the Rambam says, "Vim haya kvoda yosem mikvodo, kovren osa lefi chvoda." If her status was higher than the husband's, she must be buried according to her status, because a woman may ascend in status with her husband, but not descend even after her death. Lacha Chavdal 24. Lo ratza likbaras isha v'amad echa midas atzmo kvara v'atzin mibayla al karcha v'nosim l'zeh k'dei sh'latia zu m'shleches l'klavim. If the husband refuses to bury his wife and someone else voluntarily attends to her burial, the cost of the burial goes to the husband, receives it from his estate to pay the person who buried her, in order that she should not be thrown to the dogs. Hayim Mdina Acheres Kishamesi Ishto, Bezdin Yardul and Achasav, and Mochim below Hachraza, the Kovern also Lafi Maman Habal, or Lafi Chvoda, or Lafi Chvoda. If the husband is away in another country when his wife dies, the court seizes his property, sells it without public announcement, to take care of her burial in keeping with the husband's means, his status, or her status, as the case may be.